young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
Heidi, 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 ho! It's another Thursday of wacky entertainment. I'm only kidding. Welcome back to the Two Oceans Vibe Show. Biatch! I'm just kidding again. Cereal. This time I'm being cereal. Welcome to the Two Oceans Vibe Show, another Thursday at 3:35. For those of you who have just joined us, that's everyone. We've just started. Oh, God, I'm on fire. Welcome to the Two Oceans Vibe Show again at 3:35. It's about 30 degrees outside, and today we've got one of the Two Oceans Vibes and Cape Town's enigmas, the TBG. Welcome to the show, TBG.
Good afternoon, world.
Get a little bit closer to the mic there, biatch.
Good afternoon, world.
Good. We were just chatting about, sorry about the whole biatch thing. We were chatting about how to say it. Some guys go, "What's up, biatch?" No, how do they say it normally?
What's up, biatch?
No, they normally emphasize the B part, like biatch. No, biatch. Fuck, I'm saying it too right the whole time now. Sorry. TBG.
Yes.
Seriously, welcome.
Good afternoon. Great to be here.
It is. Get a little bit nearer the mic, cereal. Yeah, very good. How's your day today? Any spice?
Nothing too incredible. Just been pretty excited about getting here.
Really? Were you a little bit nervous?
Not really.
Pretty much Darth and TBG would be nervous.
Just excited, really.
There's so much to talk about. Were you on the beach today?
Well, strangely enough, not today. I haven't got there yet. But listening to the Land of Hope and Glory made me think that it's almost like that song's been playing in my head. You know, the last couple of evenings at Clifton Second have been phenomenal.
Yes, we were there the other night. Actually, wrote an article about it.
Truly crazy.
Unbelievable, huh?
It's like a non-stop, you know, Land of Hope and Glory song going on.
Oh, it's like a fuck show.
Big time.
Yeah, a lot of hot totty there on the beach, huh?
Mm.
Do you ever go on the beach and go, "What's up, yacht?"
Not personally, no, but I think you could do it.
So sorry, I've got that on my mind. Chicks on the beach, nice.
Yeah, no, none.
None. How many chicks yesterday?
Lots. Let's just say lots.
How would you describe the hottest chick there? Remember that one chick who was just standing the whole time showing her ass?
That was crazy. I see you got a picture of her. I wonder what her name was. I wonder if she's seen the picture.
But
why the hell wasn't she sitting down? Actually, we worked out why she wasn't sitting down.
Yeah, because if they're wearing a thong and they got full-on naked ass showing, it'll go red.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Nothing worse.
Yeah, thank God.
Looked like she's been getting spanked. That's not cool.
Yeah. Sorry, my love. Have you had a hiding or have you been sitting down?
That's why I've been standing for 6 hours straight on the beach.
Yeah, so that I don't look like I've had a hiding. Whatever. Here's to Cape Town chicks. We're drinking a cold Jack Black beer here. We'll just fucking ease into it. Yeah. You feel that, TBG?
Beautiful.
Oh, feels so good. I should write this for a friend of mine, Roy. It's done very well, this song. Catch you after this, guys. The Two Ocean Vibe Show. Woo-hoo!
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, kind of like to me. Pretty woman, I don't believe you. You're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me?
Orgy Sun. What a nice song, Pretty Woman. It was there was a movie that was the theme tune for.
On the tip of my fucking tongue.
Pretty Woman. There's something about a whore. There was a whore in it. Kevin Costner.
Juliette Binoche.
Kevin Costner.
Juliette Binoche.
Yeah.
As they say in Sweden.
Yeah, Princess Diaries.
Yes, that's it.
Just before we go on, we just want to do what we normally do, get over the formalities. New word I made up, formalities, that's what you use for...
Things formal.
Things that are formal and ality-like. You got quite an ality, pal. Not my best. It's a big show today. We've got the TVG, a big name linked to Two Oceans Vibe. There's been TVG sightings for the last 3 years. A lot to talk about. Before we do that, competitions today. There's all sorts of things that you can win. One of them is a tab, a nothing radical tab. We'll make it a 250 Rand tab at Caprice. You can win. And or you can also win a case of Jack Black beer. What you've got to do is you've got to text us... the best text, question, statement, whatever, that you send through, remember to add your name at the end. You can win all sorts of things. The number to send to, write this down. I'll let you get a pen. Have you got it? Is it working? Check if it's working. Good. The number is +27 76 907 3679.
Say that again, please.
I'll give that again without the +27. This is for people in South Africa. 076 907 3679. And if you're living overseas, we'll keep that tab for you at Caprice for when you're down here, and we'll make it happen for you. With 250 Rand, you can buy quite a few tours and Vibe vouchers, and I'm happy to announce that Caprice also serves Jack Black beer, so you can have quite a few of those, at least 15. That should get you going. The number again, +27 76 907 3679. Did you make a note that we need to talk about Madame Zingara later?
I did.
So competitions, we've done that, and join us on Skype if you on your computer, which you pretty much have to be if you're listening to me now, unless you inside one of the actual telecom lines. Then our Skype name is The Two Oceans Vibe Show. If you're online now and you've got microphone and headset, throw us a call anytime when it's not a song. Like right now, if you made a call now, we would take it and you'd be live on the air. Don't say air, that's not how we talk, on the air. Please note, okay, good. So here we are, TVG.
Yes, hi.
It's been a while. The one thing that I just need to ask you, I've got a few things that people have asked me to ask you, but I think we need to get a few things out of the way. Starting off with the TBG mayhem that started officially about 3 years ago, but you said you knew that you were the TBG quite early on. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, we were talking about this before the show, and it's quite difficult to actually get an answer for that straight. I think it first hit me, I think, with my very first Knight Rider series. First time I saw it, I can't quite...
How old were we then? Five?
Six? I can't really say that. Seven, eight, nine, naught.
Yeah, naught. Yeah.
You know, they don't talk about
so
your
you were watching Knight Rider?
I was. I was watching Knight Rider, and it just... I don't know what it was, if it was the lights in the front of the car, if it was...
Turbo-boosting that did it for me.
I don't know what it was, but something... I just suddenly went whoop inside of me, and I knew.
There's something going on here.
Something's that. I mean...
So did you know that you would be called the TVG, or did you just, at that point, you just knew something was going on?
Well, I knew that there was some kind of... I mean, I don't want to, you know, bang on about myself too much here, but I knew there was some kind of power...
Well, that's why you're here.
That's true. Yeah. Some kind of power which I was getting. And I, you know, at a young age, I started to think, you know, some guys have capes. Yeah. Some guys wear, you know, red and blue kind of...
Suspenders.
Some guys need lights in the sky to tell them they're a hero. I just chose... blonde hair and pretty much tallness.
So
you thought that would be enough.
So you thought, how do I stand out? And you went for tall and blonde hair.
I mean, how else?
Exactly, how else? We've got a little text message here. Let's see what this says here. How do you feel about still being bigger than Vernon Cookamore? Have you heard about this clown? That's from Griff. Nice one, Griff. Have you heard about this guy?
No. Educate me, please.
Thank God you haven't. It's a little slightly nauseating.
Right.
They're trying to pull like a local Chuck Norris vibe. There's this guy. He's this bonehead with a mullet haircut. He's overbuilt. And his name's Vernon Cookamore.
Well, we better not be mean about him, you know, considering you said he's overbuilt.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know where we are here. No one knows where the studio is. So we're safe.
Because it's in your mind.
So this Vernon Cookamore thing, they're like websites about him, they're like people put his face on things, it's all like sort of like crazy shit like that,
right.
And he's like turning into like a bit of a rock star, he's on Face Fuck and all that shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Aren't you on my face?
No, I'm chatting on your mic though.
Yeah, thanks for coming in and chatting on my mic like this. Please can the TVG explain, here's another text message, please can the TVG explain what the surf was like at Azefontein on Monday, Azes on Monday. Oh, you missed that, hey?
Who is this?
I don't know, number ends with 999, triple nine, as the poems like to annoy me with.
No, I couldn't, I had some other stuff to attend to, unfortunately I couldn't make it.
Oh, but you heard that the Azefontein waves were amazing.
I'm pretty upset about it.
Do you do quite a lot of surfing, TBG?
I do, I try to, as much as possible.
Obviously for you it's quite easy. Do you use a surfboard or you just walk on the water?
I've got incredibly big feet. I don't need a surfboard.
Nice one.
No, of course I do. I use a surfboard. Stock standard.
So then let's go back to TBG. TBG, nice text messages so far, by the way. Guys, nice, keep it coming. Nice. +27 769073679. Awesome. If you're on Skype, remember, throw in a call anytime while we're talking. Like now would be fine. I can see you there. Cindy's got a little camera. Let's have a look at you, Angel. Send in a call. So TBG Mayhem started properly when Two Oceans Vibe sort of started to notice it about 3 years ago. But why did it only start then? Did you expect it to start at that stage?
Well, I mean, I think you should start off by being honest with the listeners. And
yeah, let me just
talk about our relationship.
Yeah, really. There's a thing that people ask me the whole time when I'm out in the public naked eye about do you know the TVG? And I know that they ask you as well if you know Seth.
Yeah.
And truth is, we do know each other, guys, but that doesn't take away from the fact that TVG is the TVG.
And Seth is Seth.
Yeah, Seth is Seth. It's not like we were trying to play a trick, but it just made it easier for you to understand. If I took away the fact that I knew the TVG, I have always known the TVG, and it was just my sort of method of spreading the word to the people.
I think, ironically enough, we actually met the Hoff at exactly the same time.
Yeah, tell us about that, because you were talking about Knight Rider.
It's quite vague for me. I was quite young, and it's a bit of a mystery. But you know, he was down here shooting an ad or a porno or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And
Cavendish Square.
Something like that.
Yeah. And they had kits here.
That's it. I drew a picture of the car. I was really stoked. I just remember he was incredibly tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he is the Hoff.
Yeah, he is the Hoff.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal back then. I mean, now he's just outright incredible.
He's incredible.
No, he is. He's luminous.
Yeah.
He's
so you were with the Hoff, and you met the Hoff at a young age, and that pretty much sealed it for you. Then you knew something's going on here.
Yes, something to say about the fact that we met him at the same time.
I know. That is weird as well, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty odd.
I don't have a photograph, though. You do. In fact, on the TVG page.
It is. It's amazing. People don't believe that.
Go to the TVG sightings page there, guys, on Two Ocean Vibe. If you scroll down a bit, you'll see an actual photograph. It's not very good quality, because it was scanned in, but there's a photo of...
The
photo of the TBG in the 80s as a child with...
They just made cameras then.
With the Hoff. Hey, what?
They just made
cameras. Yeah, they just invented cameras, and that was... TBG was like the like 10th or 12th photograph ever taken.
It was made of the Canon Nought.
Yeah, the Canon XS Nought.
A lot of messages coming through there for you, Seth.
Yeah?
A lot of messages coming through.
I know, I'm very impressed. It's fucking rolling. Rolling. That text message is going to be read after this one. I just thought that we should move on to someone just as big as the TVG, a guy, a friend of mine from years ago, Elvis Presley. Maybe you've heard of him.
Oh, I remember
him. He has a song. He's singing about you. It's called The Wonder of You.
When no one else can
catch you after this. Biatch!
When everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation. You give me hope to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder, the wonder of you. And when you smile, the world is brighter. Touch my hand and I'm a king. Oh, your love to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything.
young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic Seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
And we're back again for another installment of Sexuality. Let's just run through a couple more text messages here. According to two big party reps like yourself, what will be the next big thing to hit the Cape Town scene? From Eugene. Well, funny you say that, Eugene. Apparently, Chris Rock is coming to town in June. I think that's pretty big, TVG.
I heard that. Five shows around. I hope that happens.
It's in Cape Town. I heard that from the company, the number one organizing company for shit, PR, whatever. It's called The Little Black Book. Get in touch with them.
I've heard about them. Great. Yeah, great.
Very good. Marina Eichler. Second text over here.
You know what? You should actually ask her to have a chat with them, and maybe you can come into the show.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that. That's in June. That's at the same time as Project Zeus takes off, which we can't talk about. So we're calling it Project Zeus at the moment. And something that you were talking about earlier on, he has a text. Not sure if this is true, but I've heard that the TBG has some amazing cousins.
Oh, that's true.
What's the name of your cousin that you mentioned?
Well, I'm scared. I can give the surname, which is cool enough in itself, is Beretta. You don't get cooler than
Beretta, that.
Like
the gun.
Come on, stupid.
Fuck me.
How cool is that?
Jesus.
That would be the only downside of marrying one of them. You know what I mean? You'd have to lose the surname. Maybe,
add it onto yours.
Those. You could take this.
TV Beretta G.
Too good, too good.
Mr. Beretta G.
No, good girls, good girls.
TVG's also brought his dog in here. It's a wire-haired what?
Dachshund.
A wire-haired Dachshund. Nothing wrong with that. Very sexual animal. Your cousin Beretta, yeah. I've had two PAs now in a row with fucking cool names. First one, Gabby Bond.
Good.
Fine with that. New one, Frankie Black.
I like it.
Absolutely fine.
Are those real names or stage
names? Those are real names. I don't make my PAs change their names. Again, text message your shit and you can win all sorts of stuff, including a tab at Caprice. I think Bangers needs a P. Hey, there's something going on there.
No, he thinks there's a cat there. That's it. Really.
Okay, incorrect. The number again, +27 769073679. And if you've got Skype, for fuck's sakes, our call sign is the Two Oceans Vibe Show. Throw in a phone call and we will take it. Again, TBG, thanks for chatting on my mic today. That's unbelievable. We can't take that, no. I don't think that we can take that call.
Should I take it?
Take it.
G-Man, I'm just on Seth's show.
TBG is talking to G-Man right now, another one of the Two Oceans Vibe characters.
No, we're actually live as you speak.
Live, G-Man!
You're wasting our time. Well, you better make this really good.
Make it good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on air right now.
Stick on the speakerphone.
Hang on one second. I'm going to put you on speaker. And I got to tell you, pal, you better make this good. Here it goes. You're live. You're on speaker.
No, it's falling apart. Cancel G. We've got to move
apart.
On.
It's falling to shit.
Now, we have another question, TBG, that was sent in. Someone says, yeah, if I had the privilege, spot wrong, of asking God, a God, or any deity of a divine nature, anything I would ask him or her. Why? Shame. Let's just read this again. If I had the privilege of asking God, a God, or any deity of a divine nature, anything, I would ask him or her it. Why? That timeless question. I think he meant what there instead
right,
of why.
Right.
That timeless...
Guy's talking in riddles.
I know. Is there some code here? The nuclear codes are in this thing here. This is how they send it to George Bush. If you're ready to launch, they send it like this, and they know how to decode this. The timeless question only fit for a divine being. So why, TBG? What is the meaning of it all? Why are we here? What is the answer to the question? All my love and prayers, London Mike.
God, that's a crazy, crazy question. The meaning of it all.
Why? It's just too...
Why are we here?
Just have a good time.
Man, we're here to have a good time. Come on, it shouldn't be a mystery. You don't need riddles to explain that.
Yeah, it's just like, just if you're thinking
out.
About it, then you're not having a good time.
Just
stop and smell the roses.
You know, last night, actually, I was minding my own business, and I watched that film, Pursuit of Happiness. You know, relatively lame.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, you know, there's this guy trying to pursue his happiness, and he finds it by becoming a stockbroker. I don't really think so.
No.
You know, that's not... You're missing the point.
Yeah.
You know?
Work is a sideline. Live the holiday.
He's just missing the point.
Yeah. Look around, guys. If fucking beaches here, get on there. Make a plan. Sort out your work vibe. Just fucking
make
sort
it happen.
Out.
Do what you have.
Because at the very least, become a fucking rep. Become a rep for any brand, and you'll already be on your way to living the holiday. Because you can construct your time perfectly to pretend that the main thing is a holiday and the work is a sideline. It's
absolutely
so important.
Don't be confused. You know, ambition is one thing, but it can have many different forms, right? It doesn't just have to be like killing myself in the workplace.
No, exactly. And then he goes on here. He goes, cheers, London Mike. Then he goes, P.S. I know you are a busy guy, but please answer at least one of my prayers at night, please. Nice. And then
okay.
And then PPS, he says, I want to be on you.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, I think Mikey's getting ahead of himself.
Yeah, nice one, Mikey. Good. Skype phone calls anytime, guys. What do we have over there? Madam Zingara, have you gone to it?
Yes, I went to
it. First of all, have we done it? Everything about TBG. We've gone through the whole thing. I think we've explained it perfectly.
If anybody wants to know anything else, they can, you know.
Yeah, if you want to know anything more from TBG, you can even speak to him on Skype at the Two Oceans Vibe Show. If you've got headphones and a mic, you can chat on the mic with the TBG. Ask him whatever you want, or send an email to editor@twooceansvibe.com or text to +27 769073679.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. I really banged it in there, didn't I?
You did.
Bang, bah, 27 plus bang. Biatch. Jeez. Be nice. Should we go straight on to Madame Zingara?
Yes, we can do. I went there the other day. It
was it electric?
No, it was truly actually phenomenal. I'm not so big onto that stuff. There's been a lot of hype, you know, which immediately puts me off. But
don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
For the love of God, it's like, firstly, it's like extremely sexual.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, like big time. And which actually makes me think that, you know, you should do something sexually around Madame Zingara. Actually, talking about sexual... You know, there's like a...
We're all about sexual here.
Like
you're on the right
people
show.
People with crazy...
Keep like rolling.
...contorting and flexibility. And
you said the first act is just straight to nudity. Bang.
Hectic.
Bang.
Crazy.
Vagina. Bang.
And then crazy strength, you know. I mean, they're all just berserk.
You
know what they should do? They should make a porno. They should make a Madame Zingara
porno.
It would be fucking crazy. You know, the one guy like supports himself just with his mouth with another guy on top of his head.
Jesus.
Yeah, think about that. There's another... Some kind of Asian girl who... puts her head between her legs, facing forward so that she can see forward. Think about that.
Yes,
okay?
I saw
your back
like
bends backwards. Your head goes between your legs and faces forward. You get that? Can you understand what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. There was a girl I knew at Herschel. Herschel that could do that.
That's a lie. What was her name?
Well, I heard that most Herschel girls can do that. I was going to say more stuff there.
No, it's crazy. I mean, another thing I've got to say about that show, which I don't want to give it away for those of you who haven't seen it, but maybe someone can help me with this. So I can do a lot of stuff, right? But there's one thing I just have never been able to work out. Now, there's a lady who hangs from this vertical rope and holds onto it.
Ooh, yeah.
What do we got there? We've got to take her.
Someone
biting.
Can hear you perfect, but TVG is quite soft. I said to you, get that mic near it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me move this closer. Sorry if it makes some interruption. How's that? Can you hear me now?
That's much better.
Is that much better?
Much better.
Is
I
the
can
Skype
hear.
In caller? Brilliant.
I can hear already, yeah.
All right, so there's this one of the acts, Madame Zingara. So you're sitting around having dinner, minding your own business,
perfect,
right? Trying to get on with it. And this one of the ladies goes up. There's a rope which hangs from the middle, like in the center. And she
is it like a safety net?
There is sweet fuck all safety net, my main man.
Really?
Yeah, no, if it's a...
Are you serious,
no,
my
I'm,
main man?
No, I'm absolutely my main man.
Really, my butt?
One of the people in our party
cut
himself. They didn't even have a medical kit there.
Jesus.
I mean, it's just a free-for-all. It's like a complete fuck show, which I like. I like it. You know, there's a lot of risk.
It's always time for a fuck show.
Okay.
Loud and clear from Nick Wright.
Oh, beautiful. Nick, love you, buddy.
Nice one, Nick.
All right, so anyway, so this...
It was Nick's birthday on the same day as mine. Did
course,
you wish him?
Of course, of course. Oh, shit.
Sad,
I don't think I did. Sorry, Nick. Nick, I'd just like to say, happy birthday. No.
Good. Happy birthday from the TBG to Nick Wright. Yeah,
I'll
go.
So, back to the story. The
so there's no safety net.
There's no safety net at all.
Yeah.
She's holding onto the rope. Left hand at the top, right hand at the bottom. Legs aren't perpendicular to the rope.
I'm
you got me.
I'm with you.
her buddy, who's standing below, hangs onto the rope and starts to swing it so that she would go round and round, right?
Yeah,
but swings it like a proper lunatic, like so fast that you can't really see it.
Yeah.
And it goes on. And
she actually turns into a blur, like a spinning top.
And you're like, oh my God, I feel sick. Oh my God. And it goes on and on. You're like, okay, obviously that's enough now, stop.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Yeah.
Keeps going. Eventually finishes swinging. Without even wasting any time, slides down the rope, stands up perfectly straight, no problem, no fuck all dizzy, nothing at all.
Doesn't get dizzy.
And walks off the stage like seriously elegantly.
I thought you said that she does the splits then.
She's doing like weird shit the whole time. I mean, it's all a blur. There's a lot of splits.
Do you think that's because she's been going round and round, do you think in her mind she's making herself fall? As she stands up, she like tries to fall, and because she's dizzy, it makes her stand up straight.
You know, you can pretend not to be scared, or you can pretend, you know, not to be nervous, but you can't pretend not to be dizzy. Right?
It's impossible.
When you're dizzy, that's it, fact.
Yeah.
So what the hell do you do? How does she do it? I want to know, and I want to know now.
It's unbelievable. I'm actually going either next week Wednesday or the Wednesday after that.
It's so sexual.
It's so sexual. I'll tell you what, sexual. Is music like this? Do they play this kind of shit there?
No, they don't. Fuck me, they should.
Isn't this a great song? Guys, this is a 2-hour Survivor Show. It's 4:02. This is AC/DC. About AC/DC is they fucking sing it like they fucking mean it, eh? Good lord.
They invented it.
Get a little bit closer to me. Tell me, Madame Zangara, what kind of music's going on there? AC/DC, not really.
Well, there's a little bit of dancing music at the end.
Do you have to dance there? I'm actually going next week.
Look, you don't have to dance, but you're kind of getting into the show. They push the booze, right? You know, which is always... The booze.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. They kind of get it going, you know? They want you to drink. That's the vibe.
Okay.
But you must remember that you're at a show, so don't be scared. You go with the, I mean, I'm pumping Madame Zingaria like there's no tomorrow.
I know.
But whatever, it's a good show.
Well, the reason that we are actually pumping it is no one really knows. Madame Zingara, you've heard about the show. It's incredible. I haven't seen it. I'm going either next week Wednesday or the week after that Wednesday. And nice one, Jen. And it ends on the 3rd of May. No one actually realizes that. It's all over. So you can carry on saying, oh, really? I must see it. I must see it. But it'll soon be over. It's April now. We're a fucking... Can you believe we're a third of the way through the year?
Though, like, people think they have to go in a big party.
Yeah.
Mistake.
Big mistake.
Big mistake.
I'm going with one other person.
You can't speak to the other people on the other side of your party anyway.
Stupid.
Yeah, you can go with one straight up.
That's what you said to me.
It's a show, man. You're just getting entertained straight. You don't even have to worry. It's a perfect date. Perfect
date. I'm actually taking a date.
You can chat in between the show bits easily, but if it gets a bit heavy and the date's not working out, no worries. You get entertained.
Yeah, well, this will be the third with this chick, so that's all cool. Nothing serious.
Doesn't that make it a girlfriend?
No, it's going to be absolutely fucking bonkers.
But that's three. Like
three. Don't fucking push it. Seriously, okay, TVG. Okay. Fucking ease off. Got a question here from Richard Neville. Seth, TVG sightings are slim and few these days. Is it because his girlfriend has got him under the whip? TVG does have a TVG, tall blonde girlfriend, huh?
Damn right.
Vanessa.
That's right.
What are her views on all the TVG sightings and stuff? Does it start to become a slight nightmare with her? Have there been TVG... Have there been TBG sightings while you've been with her?
Yeah, of course.
How does she handle that shit?
Oh, she's very relaxed. She's very secure. She's very confident. She's not threatened by TBG sightings. It's a good thing, right? Not a bad thing.
Mm. When did you... Where's the big TBG sighting area? Where did they go mad for you?
Look, I mean, I'm pretty big in Claremont.
Claremont.
Some areas of Seapoint.
Yeah.
Relatively silent. I have a holiday house in Goodwood. No one knows me there. No, that's a complete lie.
Do you always... Hold on a second. No, we'll leave that. TBG sightings, back.
Yes, where am I?
Do you ever say no? I mean, are you ever not in the mood for
sightings? Sometimes I have to.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to say no, maybe I'm busy. Maybe it can be very rude who forever I'm with. Right?
Yeah. But you don't mean
but
to
also,
be...
But also, sometimes...
Yeah, maybe just let them know now. That
sometimes people have the wrong attitude.
Really? Yeah. What do they do?
It's not good. You know, you can see it in cyclists sometimes.
Cyclists, yeah.
We'll get onto cyclists another time. But just people with the wrong attitude. Too much to drink, can't handle themselves.
Yeah, a little bit excited.
Almost, saying TBG like it's an insult.
Yeah.
That's just pretty boring.
I leave it.
Not even really worth talking about.
I left it. Got a text message here. Happy belated birthday to Mr. Wright. This is weird. They're living vicariously through us. So, back to the point. Happy belated birthday to Mr. Wright. And it's true, us Herschel girls can do that. Great show, guys. You've inspired me and the girls to leave work and make mojitos from L.
Whoa. I like it.
What do you think L's for? Lolly. Lollipop.
L.
Love. Lacquer. No, man. No. You fucking twat.
No.
Okay, so let's leave that
you
one.
You need someone to fucking control all that spam that's coming in on that thing.
Oh, no, and here's another text message. Seriously, this is a ludicrous amount of text. Just to add to the TBG story, in your opinion, regarding the clip Two Girls, One Cup, if you've seen it, it's on Google Video, not YouTube. Have you ever heard of this?
Mm-mm,
it's horrific. Two Girls, One Cup. Think of the worst things that two girls can do with one cup.
Is that like that bath thing?
No, it's just horrific. I think it's a lot of puking. It's a lot of,
no,
it's
I don't
just,
talk about that.
Yeah, you can talk about that on 5FM.
They enjoy
toilet humor. Not really done here. But speaking of YouTube clips, I think it's time to play that clip. This is from the movie The Breakup with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston when Aniston's brother, who's the lead singer in their little group called the Tone Rangers, does this little clip. Imagine it, they're at the dinner table and Vince Vaughn doesn't enjoy this guy, and this guy is trying to explain to him how amazing music is, and he starts it all off, and when he goes "lose yourself" at that point, his face is right next to Vince Vaughn. Let's go through it.
It's a pity you can't see Vince's face.
It's a pity you can't see it. If you got the internet, just go to YouTube and search for The Breakup a cappella and you can see this.
It's worth doing. Let's
just go through it quickly.
Pulse of the collective. OPEC. Let me just show you how it's done. Dad, how about a little percussion? Tap, tap, tap it. Tap, tap, tap it. Tap, tap, tap it. Tap, tap, tap. Mom, hi-hat.
Tuning his mom. Hi-hat.
Excellent. And Gary, on the kick drum. Come, come. On the kick drum. Come, come. That's Gary. Come, come.
Gary, on the kick drum.
Come, come with the kick drum. Gary, on the kick drum. Come, come. That's Gary on the kick drum. Go. And Gary, in the house.
You gotta watch
come, come. Come, come.
He's not into it.
I'd rather be just a listener.
Enjoy all the I'd rather be just a listener.
You know, Gary, that's your prerogative. That's your right to listen. Meantime, I gotta talk to Brooke about something. It's called the bass line. Excuse me.
Who grabs a mouth organ? He's doing this with his fucking sister, and Vince Vaughn's dying now. It's getting worse.
At a dinner table.
The whole family's in except for Vince Vaughn. He's hating it.
Yes, Dennis.
And now he walks. He walks up to Vince Vaughn.
Move yourself. You always live your life.
He's in his face now.
Prove yourself. You are the move you make. Take your chances, win or lose. See you, sir. You're on this tape. You and you, and that's the only way. Shake, shake, shake yourself.
The other family member goes, shake.
So the story goes.
It's so fucking out of control. I can't even cope. What were you saying, TBG? God only knows. You're talking about psychers. Just one more thing about psychers. I do go on about them every now and then, but I just wanted to point out that can you name any sport, any other sport in the world where people go in their kit, any sport, tennis, rugby, anything.
And socialize.
And socialize either during their sport or after in their same kit.
UN acceptable.
Yeah, in a fucking public environment, UN acceptable. UN acceptable.
It is. Yeah. It is completely out of control.
It's completely out of control. Nick Goldbath's listing, previous listener.
But
awesome.
You know what I do want to know about cyclists, which is interesting. I mean, you know, I think we can probably actually get this answer. Because the thing is, you know, the guys who do those big races like Tour de France, bang, they're not human.
Thanks. There's a lot of cyclists that are actually listening to this show. We'd like an answer from you guys. Here's the question.
This is what I want to know. You know, like the guys who do Tour de France, we understand that you're not human and you don't exist. You're just all a myth. Cool. But what about other long races like, for example, Cape Epic, whatever. That's going on at the moment.
Jeez, they haven't stopped
a
lot.
That's a long race.
It's pushing it.
I want to know... what the fuck you do about your fleshy island? Seriously, I don't care if you've got cycling shorts with pads on.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a long time on a bike. What do you do? How do you sort it out? I need to know. I've done cycling a little bit. I've cycled 2-3 Ks in my life. Easy. Yeah. Possibly
and
four.
And it hurts your sack
no,
hectically.
It's fucking hectic. And I was sitting on a pillow.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on. What do you do now? Tell me.
What do you do about your private parts when you're cycling something like the Epic, people? What do you do about that? I mean,
longer than 4 Ks, it's sore fact. What
yeah,
do you do?
It's sore. It's a fact that it's sore after 4 Ks, and they're doing what are they doing? Hundreds
it's
and
like
hundreds
200
of Ks.
200 Ks a day. So 200 fuck. Ks, you completely fuck. Get back on it again. Do the same thing.
It's fucking radical. Something to think about. And
this is Tina Turner.
Not Tina Turner at all.
Emilio Estefan.
Art Company, Susanna. This is what Socks asked for last week. It's 4:14. Catch you after this.
Adios.
With the music way down low. Waited so long for this moment. It's hard to think it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one home. They've all gone out, we're all alone. Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. I put my arm around her shoulder. So long, it's only fair. And then the phone begins to ring, and the strangest voice on the other end of the line says, oh, wrong number, sorry to waste your time. And I think to myself, why now? Why me? Why? Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you.
Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you. be silent. Try to take her hand in mine. The moment's gone, the feeling's over. She looks around to find the time. Then she says, could we just sit and chat? And I think, well, that's that. Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you.
Here's a great part.
She says, I think I better go.
So it's like, oh my God, she's going.
She says goodbye, and I say
no! Biatch!
Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you.
That was Art Company with Susanna, circa 89. Fuck, I used to love that song so much. I hadn't heard it. It's so good, eh?
I still do.
I remember I was very young and I had a crush on a much older girl. She was so gorgeous. She was like, it's quite hard when
What's
you got
her name?
Candace. I don't know who.
Candace?
No, she must have been about 16 and I was like 10. And I was like, my mind was like quite far ahead for my age, and I
so
just like,
how old does it make her?
I just
right
wanted
now?
To fucking be with her, but like, no 16, 17 year old chick's gonna take a 10 year old seriously. And I was like thinking, like, I can really show you the way. Like, I can show you a good time, baby. Just give me half a fucking chance. You must see
three
me in my
ball hairs. No, not even
yeah,
actually.
A couple of pubes. You must
nothing.
See, baby. You must see
10,
me.
Not one.
You must see me. You must see me on my own in my bedroom. I fucking move.
You see me on the dance floor.
Yeah. and never worked
Dirty
out.
Dirty Skirts, See Me on the Dance Floor. New album coming up, guys.
Didn't what is it good? Called?
Don't know what it's called, but they're one of their songs is You Should See Me on the Dance Floor.
That's great. Well, you know what's their, fucking funny
new
is,
album's gonna be good.
Is Gareth Stiff, he fucking mocked them
I remember.
At
he
the very
them.
Start. And now, I swear to God, 5FM plays this song yeah. about 10 times every day.
Rubbing it in his ugly face.
I know, what a fucking twatmington.
Twatmington burger.
I can have a twat burger, please.
Times two.
Yeah, two twat burgers, please. What's on that? What do you think? No, I don't get fucking puff now. No puffy jokes. We've got a text message here. Seth, please ask the real TBG. There's no fake one, buddy. Oh, wait. Please ask the real TBG if he knows the Transvaal bald guy. Did you ever see that video of those Joburg guys that are stuck on the site?
Those lunatics.
Yeah, they're like, fucking Cape Town, baby!
Fucking
recording, baby!
Yeah, no, I don't know them. I do not know them. I've never
so the one guy, he came to Cape Town. Everyone had seen him on Two Oceans Vibe, and they saw him at the Met, and he got like a few people coming up to him. And he was actually down here recently in the last week, and somebody went to Caprice, and... wrote me this whole thing saying he thought the TVG was there, but then he realized that it was another TVG, the Transvaal bald guy. which I thought was quite good.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. No, I've never heard of it. Never met
it. Have you ever told someone that you're not the TVG? Hey, are you the TVG? And you went, no.
Once?
Why?
Yeah, once.
That's not what the TVG does.
Well, I was in a rush.
Oh, really?
I couldn't do it. It's just too much. And you know that whole wrong attitude thing? Wrong
attitude. Is that what they had?
Exploitation. On.
Oh, exploiting one's vibe.
Exploitation.
Not ideal. Just got something in here from Neil McWilliams. That's not a real name. He says the epic is 990Ks long.
Good lord. You see, so, okay.
That's why it's called the epic.
Look, that's awesome, but no.
Why is that epic? It's not epic at all. It's a fucking, it should be called the fucking nightmare.
Yeah. What are you doing next week? The fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I'm doing the fucking nightmare. Cool. I'm doing the epic. It's when you lie down on fucking Clifton Second Beach and watch fucking beautiful babies.
For 7 days in a row.
Yeah, yeah. That's the epic. I do fuck all, I do naught Ks.
How was the Cape nightmare?
Yeah.
Quite bad. I lost both balls.
Yeah, nice one. I was on the beach and my balls were quite happy.
My spine
happy.
Fell out of my ass.
Yeah. Nice one.
Awesome.
Nice. Spine out of ass.
Yeah, I was on Clifton Second with the Land of Hope and Glory blowing through my head.
By the last night of the proms.
By the way, talking about spines falling out of the ass, yesterday I had my very first acupuncture.
Oh, tell me about that. I've been thinking about acupuncture a lot lately.
I didn't know it was going to happen, right? I was going to the chiropractor and I thought you'd just get the general kind of rook around.
Yeah.
But next thing I know, he's like, lie on your stomach.
Yeah.
So I lie on there and I see, he's like, you're going to feel a slight sensation when the needle goes in. I was like, baking?
Don't the needles go in quite deep?
You don't feel the needle so bad, I've got to be honest. Like a
Are they very thin?
They must be. I didn't look, I don't see them. He just stuck it in. And he puts it in and he's kind of twiggling or toggling around, whichever word you want to use.
Tweedling.
And then he says, like, you will feel a pulse.
Yeah.
And you literally feel a pulse, it's like an electric shock, bang, and it makes your muscle spasm.
Oh, because it's stuck in at the right spot, and makes your, so it spasms, makes your muscle react.
No, it's berserk. It spasms and then releases.
Why did you go? Because like, you fucked something up.
My back.
Your back.
That's it, yeah. That's why you're sticking the needles in my back.
Okay.
Not my ass.
No.
That would be weird.
It wouldn't be sore if a needle went in your ass. I mean, if they can stick a dick in it, I think a needle's fine.
Phenomenal point.
Yeah, yeah.
What? But then again, they don't necessarily stick dicks in my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and if they did, it certainly wouldn't... it would pulsate to a certain extent.
Moving on.
No more dick bum jokes. Text messages again to win the competition of a lifetime. +27 76 907 3679, yeah?
Back onto acupuncture. I was just thinking of kind of, you know, rolling with it a bit.
Yeah.
About like...
let's roll with it.
You know,
just
with sticking
roll.
Those pins in your back. I was thinking about pins led me to skinny jeans. Let's talk about skinny jeans for a second.
You know what?
I went... What level? This is... Yeah, bang
I'm
it up.
Fine talking about this.
Nah, get it on.
Yeah. I went to the assembly with Koki Falco. Not
where they invented skinny jeans.
Not when he had a show a few weeks before. Nadine's got a question here. Please ask TVG whether he... Oh, it's gone. We'll do that shortly. But first, let's just finish off with... Nadine, if you got a fucking headset, throw in a phone call, my angel.
Throw it in, my angel.
We'll deal with your question now. Anyone who's on Skype, you can throw in a phone call. You have the power to throw it in at any time you want while we're talking, as long as it's not during a song.
Anyway, keep going.
Skinny jeans. So I'm there with one time's Falco.
Yeah,
and he was quite shocked because he hadn't seen me in my street gear. I was wearing like a fucking Von Deutsch T-shirt and fucking my fucking G-Star pant, like fucking Loosemington. And I promise you, 80% of the people there got proper, not skin tight, my butch. This stuff goes tight to the muscle. These are muscle tight jeans. These go like vein tight. You can see actual veins.
That's big time bright
pack. And a lot of them have them. A, where do you fucking buy them? And B, what's going on? They're all wearing them there. It's like a subculture. And I was saying to Koki, like, this is like some sort of underground movement. Are these people taking over the world? What's going on here?
I don't know.
What do you make of it?
I feel sorry for their ankles. I mean, their ankles are getting squeezed to death.
Jeez, bro.
Some of them are cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some guys have their own individual style, and that's cool.
Phone call. Let's check out Nadine. Hold on a sec. Nadine, turn off media player first, my angel, before we talk. Otherwise, there's a lot of feedback. Have you turned off Windows Media Player? Turn off media player, turn off media player, turn off media player, turn off media player, turn off media player. Okay. There you go, subculture. Do you mean talking about that? Do you mean talking about that? Turn off media player, Nadine. Come on, Angel.
Okay, hang on.
How are you, my sweetheart?
What's that?
How are you?
I'm fine. Just about to go to class.
Class.
Just about to go to class. This is Nadine Brady. She's a regular reader of Two Oceans Vibe. And do you want to say hi to the TVG?
Oh, yes, I'd be honored.
Go.
What's up, TVG? How you doing, bud?
I'm very good. Great to hear you.
Nadine, turn off media player, sweetheart. Turn off the actual Two Oceans Vibe show, but leave Skype on, and then you can turn on the show again after the phone call. But just for clarity, yeah, it needs to be off. Where are you phoning from?
I'm phoning from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Let
no
me just tell you.
Ways.
I've known Nadine. We haven't actually met, but we've known each other for a few years through the websites. Nadine is a star. What are you? A star netball hockey player.
I was in a former lifetime. Yes, I'm officially retired now.
Oh really? Because Shesha got a scholarship.
So you decided to go to Houston, Texas, and retire.
Yeah, I was in Virginia before, but now I'm in Texas doing my master's. So.
Okay. In what?
Sports management.
Nice. Yeah, well, they say there aren't many virgins in Texas, so that's understandable. You went there and you were no longer there. And you're doing sports. Yeah, she's a big sports fan, and it's so good to hear your voice, my love. What class do you have next?
It's sports marketing.
Oh, nicely. TBG will tell you a bit about sports marketing. No, he won't. Thanks for the call, my love, and stay in touch. When are you in town again?
I'll be back in South Africa on May 9th.
May the 9th.
To hang out. Yes.
Well, let's try and check it out. Let me actually tell you one more thing. Do you remember years ago, there was a Two Oceans Vibe competition? I'm saying this to the TVG. Do you remember years ago, there was a competition and the girls had to send in photos of Two Oceans Vibe written on their breasts or something?
Yes.
And the one girl sent in her breasts with a sign on it saying, I love Two Oceans Vibe. That was Nadine.
Hey, man, is it like... Is that really you?
It's a great, great girl. Set, Nadine.
Hey, man, is it 7 in the morning for you?
I still have my dirty South cap.
She won a dirty South cap, that's right.
Love you, Nadine.
Love you, my angel. Thanks for the call. Catch you later. Turn on the show.
Adios.
It's 2005 show. It's 4:28. We'll catch you after this. Viage! So good. Make sounds while the song plays. Make it really shit. Fuck up the song. On the kick drums.
Enough.
Catch you after this.
As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses. At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Well,
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic Seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham.
Yeah, touch yourself. Back live, hard and deep on the 2 Oceans Vibe Show. Just a question here that Nadine wrote before she threw in a phone call. Why don't people throw in phone calls? I mean, it was right there. And
so
she
easy.
Threw in a phone call. Guys, we'll take it from wherever you are. Last one was from...
Don't be scared. Don't
from fucking Houston, Texas. Houston. Houston, Texas, just outside of Manus. Not your best. She says, Seth, please ask TVG whether he would do a promotional tour. Take it easy there, Guildford Pachi. Promotional tour to the US to give us poor souls who are stuck here a chance to witness his glorious healing presence.
Well, ironically enough, I might be in North America around about our winter.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. I can't really talk about that. I can't divulge, so to speak.
Whereabouts exactly? Like Mexico? Or what?
Chile.
I'm going to North America. Where? Where? Chile?
Yeah.
No, it's not that cold. No, man. No, not your best.
No. Come on. Let's pick it up.
Let's pick it up a little bit. You're talking about you're going on a tour to North America.
Yes, I am. I'm decided to take some responsibility and start trying to sort the environment out.
Oh, yeah. You're doing some fucking carbon loading
shit. That's right. Yeah. I'm trying to solve some problems. Trying to help some people.
Aren't carbs bad for you? It's weird. It's weird that carbon and carbohydrates are both bad.
That is
amazing. Carbs are bad. Which ones? Doesn't matter.
Both.
All carbs. Carbon emissions and carbohydrates.
I saw
are both
on your website as well, Miss England, talking about carbs.
No,
Come on.
Fucking take the piss there with me. What is she doing? I'm not buying that shit. You know that vibe that I was trying to say there?
Well, explain to those people who are too stupid to look at the website.
I was just saying, no, man. Of course, they're not too stupid. These are the listeners here. I'm sure you've all seen on the site. It's there right now. Obviously, they've seen it if they're on the website.
You would have seen.
And Miss England, and she's made it to the finals because there's this thing that people are doing, the general public, when there's like a live competition on, it's like this thing that they're doing lately, hey? It's weird, like, let's support her, it'll be so good for her, it'll be so nice, and for kids
it's
everywhere.
It's not the point of the show.
It's not the point of the show. Yeah. Jeez. Karin Courtier, I was just, shame. She won like a Mazda Sting, flogged it, and it's fucking like, spent it all at Grand West.
It's like tomorrow, you know, Cleavage Day, whatever the hell that means.
Let's chat about Cleavage Day.
Okay, I mean, imagine Cleavage Day, having some, like, hung theater situation, winning... You know, a cleavage competition because she's a nice girl.
Yeah, let the chick with hung tit win.
Not the point.
You know, shame for girls.
I'm sure she's a very nice girl, but that's great. This is a beauty contest.
It'll be great for girls with hung tit everywhere. It's not about that.
Yeah.
It's National Cleavage Day tomorrow. I've had some emails from people asking why I haven't mentioned it, and this is what I was chatting about to the TVG. Is like, why are we making such a big scene? Every day should be Cleavage Day. I mean, if you make one day about Cleavage Day, then the girls wrap up after that, and we have to wait until next year.
Not a good idea.
What the fuck's that about?
Is there a National Panty Day?
Yeah, or National Cock Day. Show your cock for the whole day.
Talking about special days, I mean, I was thinking to myself, you know, as a bloke, on your birthday,
it's a tall blonde bloke.
What is the number
TBB.
One, no matter who you are, what is the number one present you would want to have on your birthday?
Blowjob.
Fact. Why is it so difficult to understand? It's your birthday. Yeah. You wake up in the morning, blowjob.
Blowjob, please.
Bang.
Happy birthday.
You
Did
want?
You get one?
What do you want? Lamborghini?
No
thanks. Blowjob. Cheers.
Yeah.
More affordable, more achievable.
Yeah. Lamborghini, sure. If it can go down on me right now
and
wish me a happy birthday.
Imagine being woken up on the day of your birthday, in your bed, getting a blowjob. I don't want to be crude or weird, but just think about it.
Oh, that would be magic, man.
Name the guy who doesn't agree with me. If you don't agree with me, phone him, please. I'd love to meet you.
Yeah. Got another message here. TVG is sounding quiet.
I've got to speak up. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, this actually has said, tell that clueless twat to get near the mic.
Yo.
G-Man. Push it a little bit.
No, G-Man.
G-Man's going to get a little hiding later.
G-Man's going to get a naughty little hiding. G-Man.
Naughty little hiding. Naughty over, little over daddy's lap.
Over daddy's lap.
Who's been naughty? You. Come here. I can see you.
Naughty G-Man.
Naughty G-Man. Bad G-Man. Losing track here a little bit. We're talking about Cleavage Day, and yeah, it's a fuck up, so I don't really know what to do. I will be interested to see if my staff come in showing a bit for the boys.
They better, otherwise, quite frankly, you could fire them and have a reason too.
Yeah. Is it natural? I mean, It's almost.
What do we do though? What's the point of it? What, I really don't understand. Oh, hello.
Nadine Bradley trying to throw in another call.
Come on, Nadine. You
might Nadine,
be
the only thing that you can do now with regards to what we're talking about is send in a photo of your cleavage.
Facts.
Right now, any girls that send in a photo of their cleavage, take it right now and just send it in. It's not going to happen. it's not going to happen.
It might. Don't be like
it
that.
It might.
Seriously, don't be like that. It could easily happen.
I nearly ran a competition to find a date to come with me to Madame Zagara. But I didn't have to do that, luckily.
I think you maybe should have.
I think you maybe should have.
Is that a word?
Yeah. Should have. What do you got there? Rob's, whoa. Take it easy back there. What do you want to talk about?
No, I'm cool. What do I want to talk about?
We're talking about game shows and TV shows and stuff like that. What is that show in Idols in America? It's got those three clans. There's the African American guy. What is his name again?
Eddie Murphy. Nope.
No, incorrect. He's a good eye.
African American guy. Idols.
Anyway, there's him. There's Simon Cowell, and then there's that chick. What's her name again?
Emilio Estefan's sister.
Emilio Estefan's. Yeah, Gloria.
Gloria Estefan.
Estefan.
Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan.
It's so weird because that actually reminds me of a song by Laura Branigan called Gloria. Here it comes.
One of Seth's
Take
favorites.
You back, baby. Woo!
Help us.
Bang! Bang!
It's for you, G.
Bang! It's for you, G. Woo! Catch you after this.
I think you're
As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic Seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
Okay, it's, I'm not in a good place at the moment. The same thing happened last week. First time in these shows. We've had how many shows? Yeah, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, and Mark Fuel, I forgot to take a photo.
Oh.
15 shows, and last week, the first time it ever happened during the show, Telkom are fucking around. I don't know if it's linked to Eskom or something, but
same
it fucking
thing.
Throws me into Telkom and Eskom. Same thing.
They even sound the same.
They even sound the same.
You feel the same.
Tescom. Elcom.
Same difference.
Yeah. Telscom. Not your best. Comscom. Are you part of the Comscom?
Nought. What would be your worst place to experience a blackout?
A blackout.
A blackout.
Earlier on, TBG said to me, when the show's back on, let's talk about what will be the worst place for you to have a blackout. And I said to him, the worst place in South Africa to be is a black guy. He's like, no, we're not going to cover that. What he said was the worst place to be in a blackout. What do you reckon? Right fucking here during the show?
That's pretty sure, man, but I reckon you could get a lot worse.
Where?
Lyft.
Lyft. Fuck, what a fuck
stinky
show.
Stinky Lyft, Sea Point apartment block.
Did you during the fucking hectic?
Or with a stinky fucker.
Yeah, with a stinky fucker.
Some guy you don't know, don't
in a lift.
Like.
Yeah.
You know those guys you see, you don't even like them.
Yeah, yeah, and you get stuck in a lift. Do you remember when it was a complete fuck show, when there were loads of them? Do you remember that time? The last one where it was just fucking around with our vibe completely. Like, now they like fuck with you like once every 2 weeks or something. That's fine. But when it was going mad, did you avoid lifts? I avoided them, Joe.
Big time, Joe.
I left them, Joe.
Hey, big time, Joe.
I left them, Joe.
Hey, come on, my main butt.
I'd I'd walk up 16 flights, say, no
easy,
problemo.
Easy, easy.
No problemo, Capitan.
Hey, Capitano.
Hey, Capitanas. Fucking. Hey, who's that rugby player? Capitano.
Who's the Capitano?
What's his name?
Team?
What's his name? Capistano.
No, man. Come on.
No, I've just got a message here from Cindy. Remember, I said to you that she's got video? Hold on, she's got a photo here. Let's just have a look at it.
Let's have a look.
Cindy, she's a 2 hours of my regular. They were actually in town recently.
Cindy.
Where is the show? She just asked. You need to try and log in, is the word I use. It's a word I made up. When you log in, that means you load it up. We lost you all there. We had to reset the modem. That's the name I give the actual router. I call it a modem.
Did you make that word up alone?
Yeah, modem. Don't you love the poems? They call it a modem.
Like they say, yogurt.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to get into those now. Those are fucking crazy. I do find it weird, though, that they say...
Come on, my favorite of all. We're not going to get
data.
Into...
Data. They didn't say data. You'd think that the poems would say that.
What about issues?
What's that?
Issues?
No one says
fact,
that.
Fact, fact, fact. Check it out. Fact,
no, you
fact,
said. Have you heard someone say that?
No, fact.
You've got issues.
You've got issues. You've got issues.
No, people don't
fact.
Do that.
And,
really?
And, excuse me, it looks like you might need a tissue.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Older people do that. I think my grand might say tissue.
It's a fact.
I think she does.
My dad's from English.
Really? I love that. Isn't your dad from English?
Speaking about England again, we should
grab that new CD.
Yeah.
CD. There's people that don't say CD and they go CD and a CV. I was working on my CV.
You know, we didn't ask with National Cleavage Day.
Mm.
Which is always a goodie. I mean, which we got to know. Top 10 racks?
Top 10 racks. It's National Cleavage Day tomorrow, people. Your top 10 racks. Don't send in all 10. Just send in your number one rack, and we'll compile a top 10 list over here.
But how about this? Okay, while they're sending in their top 10 racks, I want them to think as well about top 10 racks within their own group of friends.
You!
Not just the obvious, you know? Not just like, Pamela Anderson, bang, fuck you, in your face, obvious.
Don't be boring
think
with things
about,
like that.
Think
of clever names.
You know.
Clever names. Throw in, I reckon everybody listening, Two Oceans Vibe is generally a community around a community, right? There's Someone will know someone who knows someone that is quite close to the show,
don't
right?
Be scared. At the end of the day, it's a compliment.
Yeah. So just send in text messages of your favorite racks, famous people, or someone that you think that we might know. And the number you must send it to, either you can Skype it to us on the Two Oceans Vibe show, or you can send a text +27 76 907 3679. And your favorite racks, and we'll compile a list of the top 10 racks. You were talking about Luba earlier on.
Yes, yeah. Yes, you know she's around.
She is around. If any of you out there are aware of this chick, her name's Luba, you might remember years ago I did a feature on the website. I stayed at a house in Misty Cliffs, just outside...
Sorry, what did you just say?
Misty Cliffs.
I thought he said something else.
No, just outside Komaki, before Scarborough, Misty Cliffs, and I hired a house there for the weekend.
Was
that
near Nerdok?
Very near Nerdok, near the Hook, and Nerdhaven. And what happened was, I fucking lose it. And then someone sent in a video that they'd found on the internet of this chick. She's a very famous nude model, Luba. Her husband is a very famous photographer, Peter Hegray.
You need to check her out. Crazy.
Yeah, check her out. Fucking search for Luba. There's L-U-B-A.
She's here, my friend.
She's in Cape Town at the moment. TVG's run into her. You said you've run into her twice already.
Twice.
Can't believe you saw her twice. I've been
in
looking
the same
for
place.
Her. Where did you see her?
I think, I don't know if I can just
back. No, you got to tell the people.
There's thousands of people standing
just
around.
Just tell people. It's fine. You guys need to see this chick.
Okay.
Where?
St. John's Piazza.
St. John's Piazza. That's right here.
That's G-Man's hood.
That's G-Man's vibe.
G-Man owns St. John's Piazza.
Can't please marry him too much that Luba's fucking cruising like
G-Man
a cruising missile.
G-Man is St. John's Piazza.
Yeah, not ideal when you've got Luba cruising around like
no,
a cruise
she's
missile.
There. She's shot.
Cruising around like a cruise missile.
There's a beautiful Woolworths there. There's a beautiful exclusive
great Woolies.
She browses through the cold section of Woolworths and then goes and reads not exactly the latest news. Let's keep it with your heat while drinking a cappuccino.
Does she read heat?
Big time, baby.
Was she reading heat?
Yeah, of course she was.
Luba should be in heat. She's that huge. She's fucking famous, really.
When she's hot. Heat
Jesus,
hot.
Jesus, she's
too
hot.
Obvious.
It's a little bit too much how hot she is. Do you think
no,
it's a bit much?
Crazy, but you know what's even crazier than just Luba itself?
Top 10 racks, people. Send them in.
Luba's
names
sister.
Of people with racks. +27 76 907 3679. Yeah? Luba's sister. Yes,
Luba's
just
sister.
As hot.
Just a double fuck you. Double yeah. Side. Bang, bang.
You said you saw them both.
Both. At the same time. Together.
You.
But they were not alone.
Who were they with?
They were with some guy. I wonder if it was him. Maybe it was the guy who signed your photograph. Maybe
it's
it was
probably Peter
Hegrey.
One of the Two Oceans Vibe characters, the hand, James Winter, actually got me, which you've seen, a signed photo of Luba by Peter Hegrey, who's her husband.
No, but she's all natural here. These girls are all natural.
I know.
She gets confused and thinks this is some like stupid pinup, right?
Have you seen them? Have you seen them?
Creation from God.
Have you seen them from the front?
Yeah.
Like. Photographs,
yes,
off,
yes,
have
yes,
you?
Yes,
it's
yes.
It's phenomenal.
No, it's absolutely
I mean,
but you can see it when she walks. She's not shy either.
I reckon God spent a whole day on those
she
guys.
Doesn't exactly walk around in baggy tracksuits.
Oh, really?
No.
Does she wear the short shorts?
No, I was just saying. Thank you.
young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic Seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
Heidi, 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 ho! It's another Thursday of wacky entertainment. I'm only kidding. Welcome back to the Two Oceans Vibe Show. Biatch! I'm just kidding again. Cereal. This time I'm being cereal. Welcome to the Two Oceans Vibe Show, another Thursday at 3:35. For those of you who have just joined us, that's everyone. We've just started. Oh, God, I'm on fire. Welcome to the Two Oceans Vibe Show again at 3:35. It's about 30 degrees outside, and today we've got one of the Two Oceans Vibes and Cape Town's enigmas, the TBG. Welcome to the show, TBG.
Good afternoon, world.
Get a little bit closer to the mic there, biatch.
Good afternoon, world.
Good. We were just chatting about, sorry about the whole biatch thing. We were chatting about how to say it. Some guys go, "What's up, biatch?" No, how do they say it normally?
What's up, biatch?
No, they normally emphasize the B part, like biatch. No, B biatch. Fuck, I'm saying it too right the whole time now. Sorry, TBG.
Yes.
Seriously, welcome.
Good afternoon. Great to be here.
It is. Get a little bit nearer the mic. Cereal. Yeah, very good. How's your day today? Any spice?
Nothing too incredible. Just been pretty excited about getting here.
Really? Were you a little bit nervous?
Not really.
Pretty much start the TV show.
Just
be
excited,
nervous.
Really.
There's so much to talk about. Were you on the beach today?
Well, strangely enough, not today. I haven't got there yet. But listening to The Land of Hope and Glory made me think that it's almost like that song's been playing in my head. You know, the last couple of evenings at Clifton Second have been phenomenal.
Yes, we were there the other night. Actually, wrote an article about it.
Truly crazy.
Unbelievable, yeah?
It's like a non-stop, you know, Land of Hope and Glory song going on.
Oh, it's like a fuck show.
Big time.
Yeah, a lot of hot totty there on the beach, yeah?
Do
you ever go on the beach and go, "What's up, biatch?"
Not personally, no, but I think you could do it.
So sorry, I've got that on my mind. Chicks on the beach, nice.
Yeah, no, none.
None. How many chicks yesterday?
Lots. Let's just say lots.
How would you describe the hottest chick there? Remember that one chick who was just standing the whole time showing her ass?
That was crazy. I see you got a picture of her. I wonder what her name was. I wonder if she's seen the picture.
But
why the hell wasn't she sitting down? Actually, we worked out why she wasn't sitting down.
Yeah, because if they're wearing a thong and they got full-on naked ass showing, it'll go red.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Nothing worse.
Yeah, thank God.
Looked like she's been getting spanked. That's not cool.
Yeah. Sorry, my love. Have you had a hiding or have you been sitting down?
That's why I've been standing for 6 hours straight on the beach.
Yeah, so that I don't look like I've had a hiding. Whatever. Here's to Cape Town chicks. We're drinking a cold Jack Black beer here. We'll just fucking ease into it. Yeah, you feel that, TBG?
Beautiful.
Oh, feels so good. Actually, I wrote this for a friend of mine, Roy. It's done very well, this song. Catch you after this, guys. The Two Oceans Vibe Show.
Pardon me.
Roy Orgeson. What a nice song. Pretty Woman. It was there was a movie that was the theme tune for. Pretty Woman. There's something about a whore. There was a whore in it. Kevin Costner.
Juliette Binoche, I think.
Juliette Binoche and Kevin Costner.
Juliette Binoche.
Yeah.
As they say in Sweden.
Yeah, Princess Diaries.
Yes.
That's it. Princess Diaries 2.
That's it.
Just before we go on, we just want to do what we normally do, get over the formalities. New word I made up, formalities. That's what you use for...
things formal.
Yeah, things that are formal and ality-like. You've got quite an ality, pal. Not my best. It's a big show today. We've got the TVG, a big name linked to Two Oceans Vibe. There's been TVG sightings for the last 3 years. A lot to talk about. Before we do that, competitions today. There's all sorts of things that you can win. One of them is a tab, a nothing radical tab. We'll make it a 250 Rand tab at Caprice. You can win. And or you can also win a case of Jack Black beer. What you've got to do is you've got to text us the best text question, statement, whatever that you send through. Remember to add your name at the end. You can win all sorts of things. The number to send to, write this down. I'll let you get a pen. Have you got it? Is it working? Check if it's working. Good. The number is +27 76 907 3679.
Say that again, please.
I'll give that again without the +27. This is for people in South Africa. 076 907 3679. And if you're living overseas, we'll keep that tab for you at Caprice for when you're down here, and we'll make it happen for you. With 250 Rand, you can buy quite a few 205 vouchers, and I'm happy to announce that Caprice also serve Jack Black beer, so you can have quite a few of those, at least 15. That should get you going. The number again, +27 76 907 3679. Did you make a note that we need to talk about Madame Zingara later?
I did. I got
good.
That.
So competitions, we've done that, and join us on Skype if you on your computer, which you pretty much have to be if you're listening to me now, unless you inside one of the actual telecom lines. Then our Skype name is the Two Oceans Vibe Show. If you're online now and you got microphone and headset, throw us a call anytime when it's not a song. Like right now, if you made a call now, we would take it and you'd be live on the air. Don't say air, that's not how we talk, on the air. Please note, okay, good. So here we are, TVG.
Yes, hi.
It's been a while. The one thing that I just need to ask you, I've got a few things that people have asked me to ask you, but I think we need to get a few things out of the way. Starting off with the TBG mayhem that started officially about 3 years ago, but you said you knew that you were the TBG quite early on. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, we were talking about this before the show, and it's quite difficult to actually get an answer for that straight. I think it first hit me, I think, with my very first Knight Rider series. First time I saw it, I can't quite...
How old were we then?
Oh,
five?
No, I can't,
six?
I can't really say that. Seven, eight, nine, naught.
Yeah, naught. Yeah.
You know, they don't talk about
so
your
age. You were watching Knight Rider?
I was watching Knight Rider, and it just... I don't know what it was, if it was the lights in the front of the car, if it was...
You know, turbo boosting. If it was half, for me.
I don't know what it was, but something... I just suddenly went woo inside of me, and I knew.
There's something going on here.
Something's that. I mean...
So did you know that you would be called the TVG, or did you just, at that point, you just knew something was going on?
Well, I knew that there was some kind of... I mean, I don't want to, you know, bang on about myself too much here, but... I knew there was some kind of power.
Well, that's why you're here.
That's true. Yeah. Some kind of power which I was getting. And I, you know, at a young age, I started to think, you know, some guys have capes. Uh-huh. Some guys wear, you know, red and blue kind of
suits.
Some guys need lights in the sky to tell them they're a hero. I just chose blonde hair and pretty much tallness.
So
I thought that would be enough.
So you thought, how do I stand out? And you went for tall and blonde hair.
I mean, how else?
Exactly, how else? We've got a little text message here. Let's see what this says here. How do you feel about still being bigger than Vernon Cookamore? Have you heard about this clown? That's from Griff. Nice one, Griff. Have you heard about this guy?
No. Educate me, please.
Thank God you haven't. It's a little slightly nauseating.
Right.
They're trying to pull like a local Chuck Norris vibe. There's this guy. He's this bonehead with a mallet haircut. He's overbuilt. And his name's Vernon Cookamore.
Well, we better not be mean about him, you know, considering you said he's overbuilt.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know where we are here. No one knows where the studio is. So we're safe.
Because it's
but
in your mind.
So this Vernon Cookamore thing, they're like websites about him. They're like people put his face on things. It's all like sort of like crazy shit like that.
Right.
And he's like turning into like a bit of a rock star. He's on Facefuck and all that shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Aren't you on my face?
No, I'm chatting on your mic though.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in and chatting on my mic like this. Please can the TVG explain, here's another text message, please can the TVG explain what the surf was like at Azefontein on Monday, Monday. You missed that, hey?
Who is this?
I don't know, number ends with 999, triple nine, as the poms like to annoy me with.
No, I couldn't, I had some other stuff to attend to, unfortunately I couldn't make it.
Oh, but you heard that the Azefontein waves were amazing.
I'm pretty upset about it.
Do you do quite a lot of surfing, TVG?
I do, I try to, as much as possible.
Obviously, for you, it's quite easy. Do you use a surfboard or you just walk on the water?
I've got incredibly big feet. I don't need a surfboard.
Nice one.
Of course I do. I use a surfboard, stock standard.
So then, let's go back to TBG. TBG, nice text messages so far, by the way. Guys, keep it coming. Nice. +27 769073679. Awesome. If you're on Skype, remember, throw in a call anytime while we're talking. Like now would be fine. I can see you there. Cindy's got a little camera. Let's have a look at you, Angel. Send in a call. So TBG Mayhem started properly when Two Oceans Vibe sort of started to notice it about 3 years ago. But why did it only start then? Did you expect it to start at that stage?
Well, I mean, I think you should start off by being honest with the listeners.
And yeah, let me just
talk about our relationship.
Yeah, really. There's a thing that people ask me the whole time when I'm out in the public naked eye about do you know the TVG? And I know that they ask you as well if you know Seth.
Yeah.
And truth is, we do know each other, guys, but that doesn't take away from the fact that TVG is the TVG.
Seth is Seth.
Yeah, Seth is Seth. It's not like we were trying to play a trick, but it just made it easier for you to understand. If I took away the fact that I knew the TVG, I have always known the TVG, and it was just my sort of method of spreading the word to the people.
I think, ironically enough, we actually met the Hoff at exactly the same time.
Yeah, tell us about that, because you were talking about Knight Rider.
It's quite vague for me. I was quite young, and it's a bit of a mystery. But you know, he was down here shooting an ad or a porno or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And
Cavendish Square.
Something like that.
Yeah. And they had kits here. Yeah.
That's it. I drew a picture of the car. I was really stoked. I just remember he was incredibly tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he is the Hoff.
Yeah, he is the Hoff.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal back then. I mean, now he's just outright incredible.
He's incredible.
No, he is. He's a luminous.
Yeah. So you were with the Hoff, and you met the Hoff at a young age, and that pretty much sealed it for you. Then you knew something's going on here.
There's something to say about the fact that we met him at the same time.
I know. That is weird as well, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty odd.
I don't have a photograph, though. You do. In fact, on the TVG page.
It is. It's amazing. People don't believe that.
Go to the TVG sightings page there, guys, on Two Ocean Vibe. If you scroll down a bit, you'll see an actual photograph. It's not very good quality, because it was scanned in, but there's a photo of... A photo of the TBG in the 80s as a child with...
They just made cameras then.
With the Hoff. Hey, what?
They just made
cameras. Yeah, they just invented cameras, and that was... TBG was like the like 10th or 12th photograph ever taken.
It was made of the Canon Nought.
Yeah, the Canon XS Nought.
A lot of messages coming through there for you, Seth.
Huh?
A lot of messages coming through.
I know, I'm very impressed. It's fucking rolling. Rolling. That text message is going to be read after this one. I just thought that we should move on to someone just as big as the TVG, a guy, a friend of mine from years ago, Elvis Presley. Maybe you've heard of him.
Oh, I remember him.
He has a song, he's singing about you. It's called The Wonder of You.
When no one else can
catch you after this. Biatch!
When everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation. You give me hope to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder, the wonder of you.
Come in.
And when you smile, the world is brighter. Touch my hand that I'm a king. Oh, your love to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything.
guess I'll never know the reason why you love me as you do. That's the wonder, the wonder of you.
Wait.
As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic Seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
And we're back again for another installment of Sexuality. Let's just run through a couple more text messages here. According to two big party reps like yourself, what will be the next big thing to hit the Cape Town scene? From Eugene. Well, funny you say that, Eugene. Apparently, Chris Rock is coming to town in June. I think that's pretty big, TVG.
I heard that. Five shows around.
Five shows.
I hope that happens.
It's in Cape Town. I heard that from the company, the number one organizing company for shit, PR, whatever. It's called The Little Black Book. Get in touch with them.
I've heard about them. Great.
Yeah, very good. Marina Eichler. Second text over here.
You know what? You should actually ask her to have a chat with them, and maybe you can come into the show.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that. That's in June. That's at the same time as Project Zeus takes off, which we can't talk about. So we're calling it Project Zeus at the moment. And something that you were talking about early on, he has a text. Not sure if this is true, but I've heard that the TBG has some amazing cousins.
Oh, that's true.
What's the name of your cousin that you mentioned?
Well, I'm scared. I can give it, the surname, which is cool enough in itself, is Beretta. You don't get cooler than
Beretta,
that.
Like the gun.
Come on, stupid.
Fuck me.
How cool is that?
Jesus.
That would be the only downside of marrying one of them. You know what I mean? You'd have to lose the surname.
Maybe add it onto yours.
You could take this.
TB Beretta G.
Too good.
Mr. Beretta G.
No, good girls.
TBG's also brought his dog in here. It's a wire-haired what?
Dachshund.
A wire-haired Dachshund. Nothing wrong with that. Very sexual animal. Your cousin Beretta, yeah. I've had two PAs now in a row with fucking cool names. First one, Gabby Bond.
Good.
Fine with that. New one, Frankie Black.
I like it.
Absolutely fine.
Are those real names or stage?
Those are real names. I don't make my PAs change their names. Again, text message your shit and you can win all sorts of stuff, including a tab at Caprice. I think Bangers needs a P. Hey, there's something going on there.
No, he thinks there's a cat there. That's it.
Really. Okay, incorrect.
Six with cats.
The number again, +27 76 907 3679. And if you've got Skype, for fuck's sakes, our call sign is the Two Oceans Vibe Show. Throw in a phone call and we will take it. Again, TBG, thanks for chatting on my mic today. That's unbelievable. We can't take that. No, I don't think that we can take that call.
Should I take it?
Take it.
G-Man, I'm just on Seth's show.
TBG is talking to G-Man right now. Another one of the Two Oceans Vibe characters.
No, we're actually live as you speak.
Live, G-Man.
You're wasting our time. Well, you better make this really good.
Make it good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on air right now.
Stick on the speakerphone.
Hang on one second. I'm going to put you on speaker. And I got to tell you, pal, you better make this good. Here it goes. You're live. You're on speaker.
No, it's falling apart. Cancel G. We've got to move
apart.
On.
It's falling to shit.
No, we have another question, TBG, that was sent in. Someone says here, If I had the privilege, spelled wrong, of asking God, a God, or any deity of a divine nature, anything, I would ask him or her. Why? Shame. Let's just read this again. If I had the privilege of asking God, a God, or any deity of a divine nature, anything, I would ask him or her it. Why? That timeless question. I think he meant what there instead
right,
of why.
Right.
That timeless...
This guy's talking in riddles.
Oh, no. Is there some code here? Is there, the nuclear codes are in this thing here. This is how they send it to George Bush. If you're ready to launch, they send it like this. And they know how to decode this. The timeless question only fit for a divine being. So why, TBG? What is the meaning of it all? Why are we here? What is the answer to the question? All my love and prayers, London Mike.
God, that's a crazy, crazy question. The meaning of it all.
Why? It's just to...
Why are we here?
Just have a good time.
Man, we're here to have a good time. Come on, it shouldn't be a mystery. You don't need riddles to explain that.
Yeah, it's just like, if you're thinking about it, then you're not having a good time.
Just
stop and smell the roses.
You know, last night, actually, I was minding my own business, and I watched that film, Pursuit of Happiness. You know, relatively lame.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, you know, there's this guy trying to pursue his happiness, and he finds it by becoming a stockbroker. I don't really think so.
No.
You know, that's not, you're missing the point.
Yeah.
You know?
God, work is a sideline, live the holiday.
He's just missing the point.
Yeah. Look around, guys. There are fucking beaches here. Get on there. Make a plan. Sort out your work vibe. Just fucking
make
sort
it happen.
Out.
Do what you have.
Because at the very least, become a fucking rep. Become a rep for any brand, and you'll already be on your way to living the holiday. Because you can construct your time perfectly to pretend that the main thing is the holiday and the work is a sideline. It's
absolutely
so important.
Don't be confused. You know, ambition is one thing, but it can have many different forms, right? It doesn't just have to be like killing myself in the workplace.
Yeah, exactly. And then he goes on here. He goes, cheers, London Mike. Then he goes, P.S. I know you are a busy guy, but please answer at least one of my prayers at night, please. Nice. And then,
okay.
And then PPS, he says, I want to be on you.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, I think Mikey's getting ahead of himself.
Yeah, there. Nice one, Mikey. Good. Skype phone calls anytime, guys. What do we have over there? Madam Zingara, have you gone to it?
Yes, I went to it.
First of all, have we done it? Everything about TBG. We've gone through the whole thing. I think we've explained it perfectly.
If anybody wants to know anything else, they can, you know.
Yeah, if you want to know anything more from TBG, you can even speak to him on Skype at the Two Ocean Vibe Show. If you've got headphones and a mic, you can chat on the mic with the TBG. Ask him whatever you want, or send an email to editor@twooceansvibe.com or text to +27 769 073 679.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. I really banged it in there, didn't I?
You did.
Bang, bah, 27 plus, bang. Biatch. Jeez. Be nice. Should we go straight on to Madame Zingara?
Yes, we can do. I went there the other day.
Was it electric?
No, it was truly actually phenomenal. I'm not so big onto that stuff. There's been a lot of hype, you know, which immediately puts me off. But
don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
For the love of God, it's like, firstly, it's like extremely sexual.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, like big time. And which actually makes me think that, you know, you should do something sexually around Madame Zingara. Actually, talking about sexual... You know, there's like a...
We're all about sexual, yeah.
Like
you're on the right
people
show.
People with crazy...
Keep rolling.
...contorting and flexibility. And
you said the first act is just straight to nudity. Bang.
Just hectic.
Bang.
Crazy.
Vagina. Bang.
And then crazy strength, you know. I mean, they're all just berserk.
You know
what they should do? They should make a porno. They should make a Madame Zingara porno.
Porno, yeah.
It would be fucking crazy. You know, the one guy, like, supports himself just with his mouth with another guy on top of his head.
Jesus.
Yeah, think about that. There's another... Some kind of Asian girl who... puts her head between her legs, facing forward so that she can see forward. Think about
yes,
that.
Yes,
okay?
I saw
So your
someone.
Back bends backwards. Your head goes between your legs and faces forward. You get that? Can you understand what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. There was a girl I knew at Herschel. Herschel that could do that.
That's a lie. What was her name?
Well, I heard that most Herschel girls can do that. I was going to say more stuff there.
No, it's crazy. I mean, another thing I've got to say about that show, which I don't want to give it away for those of you who haven't seen it, but maybe someone can help me with this. So I can do a lot of stuff, right? But there's one thing I just have never been able to work out. Now, there's a lady who hangs from this vertical rope and holds onto it.
Ooh, yeah.
What do we got there? We've got to take her.
Someone
biting.
Can hear you perfect, but TVG is quite soft. I said to you, get that mic near it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me move this closer. Sorry if it makes some interruption. How's that? Can you hear me now?
That's much better.
Is that much better?
Much better.
Mr.
I can
Skype
hear.
In caller? Brilliant.
I can hear already, yeah.
All right, so there's this one of the acts, Madame Zingara. So you're sitting around having dinner, minding your own business, right? Yeah. Trying to get on with it. And this one of the ladies goes up. There's a rope which hangs from the middle, like in the center. And she
is it like a safety net?
There is sweet fuck all safety net, my main man.
Really?
Yeah, no, if it's a...
Are you serious, no, my main man?
No, I'm absolutely my main man.
Really, my butt?
One of the people in our party cut himself. They didn't even have a medical kit there.
Jesus.
I mean, it's just a free-for-all. It's like a complete fuck show, which I like. I like it. You know, there's a lot of risk.
It's always time for a fuck show. Okay. Loud and clear from Nick Wright.
Oh, beautiful. Nick, love you, buddy.
Nice one, Nick.
All right. So anyway, so this...
It was Nick's birthday on the same day as mine. Did you wish him?
Of course. Oh, shit. Sad now. I did. Sorry, Nick. Nick, I'd just like to say, happy birthday. No.
Good. Happy birthday from the TBG to Nick Wright. Yeah, I'll go
so
on.
Back to the story. The
so there's no safety net.
There's no safety net at all.
Yeah.
She's holding onto the rope. Left hand at the top, right hand at the bottom. Legs out perpendicular to the rope. You got me.
I'm with you.
Her buddy, who's standing below, hangs onto the rope and starts to swing it.
Yeah.
So that she would go round and round, right?
Yeah,
but swings it like a proper lunatic.
Yeah.
Like so fast that
but
you can't really see it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it goes on. And
she actually turns into a blur. Like a spinning top.
And you're like, oh my God, oh my God, yeah. I feel sick. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, oh my God. And it goes on and on. You're like, okay, obviously that's enough now. Stop.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Keeps going. Eventually finishes swinging. Without even wasting any time, slides down the rope. Stands up perfectly straight, no problem, no fuck all dizzy, nothing at all.
Doesn't get dizzy.
And walks off the stage like seriously elegantly.
I thought you said that she does the splits then.
She's doing like weird shit the whole time. I mean, it's all a blur. There's a lot of splits.
Do you think that's because she's been going round and round, do you think in her mind she's making herself fall? As she stands up, she like tries to fall, and because she's dizzy, it makes her stand up straight.
You know, you can pretend not to be scared, or you can pretend, you know, not to be nervous, but you can't pretend not to be dizzy. Right? When you're dizzy, that's it. Fact.
Yeah.
So what the hell do you do? How does she do it? I want to know, and I want to know now.
It's unbelievable. I'm actually going either next week Wednesday or the Wednesday after that.
It's so sexual.
It's so sexual. I'll tell you what's sexual. Is music like this? Do they play this kind of shit there?
No, they don't. Fuck me, they should.
Isn't this a great song? Guys, this is a 2 hour survive show. It's 4:02. This is AC/DC.
My friend.
thing about AC/DC is they fucking sing it like they fucking mean it, eh? Good lord.
They invented it.
Get a little bit closer to me. Tell me, Madame Zangara, what kind of music's going on there? AC/DC, not really.
Well, there's a little bit of dancing music at the end.
Do you have to dance there? I'm actually going next week.
Look, you don't have to dance, but you're kind of getting into the show. They push the booze, right? You know, which is always... The booze.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. They kind of get it going, you know? They want you to drink. That's the vibe.
Okay.
But you must remember that you're at a show, so don't be scared. You go with it. I mean, I'm pumped.